Yes, time to shine. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Breakfast Show. I've got a very special song to play in a moment to my very kind and gentle co-host, Greg Alexander. We're broadcasting through the SEN network, including 1170am here in Sydney, 801am Central Coast, 1575am Illawarra, 90.3fm in Griffith, 1323am Canberra, anywhere in the world on the SEN app, not just around Australia, but anywhere in the world. Give us a shout out this morning. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line. You can text 0457 736 736. Hello also to those listening belatedly via the podcast. How's your day been? Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, you can subscribe to the Breakfast Show podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. Now, the theme on this Tuesday is exactly the words of this song.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are
for. Yeah, I saw you in the toilet earlier, Brandy. You went off and I thought you weren't well. I just went in to check on you. I mean, that's what friends are for. And all you were doing was having your morning crap and scrolling through Instagram. So, you know, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure at the time. I thought you were sick.
Yeah.
But there you were just scrolling through, and I said, mate, can you
hurry up? This has nothing to do with the Newcastle Kirkman Callum Ponga incident.
Just offering my support to you, Brandy.
You're a good friend.
I was just, exactly. That's what friends are for. We all said, where's Brandy? They said, he's gone to the bathroom. He's been in there a bit long. I checked on you, and there you were with the newspaper, and you were scrolling through your phone.
What else do you say about the Newcastle incident?
Wow. Eh? So rugby league areas. Look,
I don't think a lot of people don't know that Newcastle and the Broncos were playing at that time.
Yes.
Now, I know both players didn't travel with the side. The game was at Suncorp Stadium. Yep. But that doesn't look good, does it? If you're a Newcastle fan, you're thinking, there's our captain.
Yeah. Look, the headline for me is the cubicle incident stinks. Like, you know, that's one headline. I mean, it just... Where do we go? In what order do we go? So you've mentioned the team's playing.
Yep.
We've got the captain.
Which doesn't mean that players can't be out. Like, it doesn't mean that players can't be out.
Watching the game somewhere.
But you would hope. Maybe it was on in the pub.
Okay. But here's the first one. The good clubs, the professional clubs, and be damned Newcastle if you don't have this policy. When you are injured, when you are rehab on injury, there is a no alcohol policy.
Yeah. You're not on the drink.
Every club has that. Like the good clubs, the professional clubs. That is an accepted rule. Players know it.
Because even if they thought it was all right to be out, the people in the pub, within the pub, would be standing there thinking, Does this look right?
It's Callum Ponga. He's got concussion. He's got issues. And
Kirkman's out with a soft tissue injury.
But due back.
Mm. Due back in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. The next one, Callum Ponga is the captain. He's on, and you do bring the salary into it.
Has to come in. The salary always when you're playing a game that is based around a salary cap and how much players earn, of course money does come into whatever you're chatting about, whether it's a player with his form on the field or whether it's what happens off the field. We might like it, but that's just the way of the world.
Oh, Alan Border.
Bit of AB in
there. A bit of AB there. Now, the next thing. The actual explanation as offered quickly, not by the club, but by Kalen Ponga's father, Andre. Quote, he made an exciting house purchase Saturday and celebrated with a few mates drinking. So he's admitted they're drinking. He was sick in the toilet and his mate went in to help him. They're going to cue the music.
Keep smiling, keep shining.
Well, that part of it, grown men... Mate, following his mate in to check if he's okay or to actually be there as he drives the porcelain bus. I can't picture it. I've got to say that's fantasy. This would be a massive exception to the real world if that was actually what happened. The Kurt Mann followed Kalen Ponga into the crapper to make sure.
Well, I think we've almost taken the story as far as it can go.
That's right. What else do you say?
I don't think there's much else to say, Vossie. I really don't. And I don't want to go round and round in circles for 3 hours talking about what we thought Kalen Ponga was doing. I think we can all make our own assumptions.
Okay.
And then
I do have to say one last thing.
Right.
When I'm sick, and I've been crook this year, I did have a bout. I don't want anyone with me when I'm in there and I'm doing the, and I'm sorry, people might be having some breakfast or having the egg and bacon roll on the way. I don't want, you don't have anyone there. Now,
not unless you are completely legless.
Oh, that's right.
Like if you've got your head in the toilet, whatever, and you just can't even mobilise yourself.
That's just an extraordinary explanation of what happened. So, I how do we talk about this morning with our listeners? 1-300-01-1170. What you can say is, I don't believe it, or I do believe it. You can't offer.
No.
You can, but you can say, I don't believe what they're saying happened, or I do believe. You can't make up what you think happened.
No.
But you can react to how what they've explained happened. And I'm saying, I find it very hard to believe. Very hard to believe. Other than the words of the song, Kurt Mann. You know, hit it again. Keep us in the mood. That's it. Because great friends. I mean, Kurt Mann has obviously just gone above and beyond. I mean, there must be. Is there a club award Kurt Mann could get?
He's looking after his captain.
That's right. Is there a club award he could get? Like, does that qualify him for Clubman of the Year? That he was there in the hour of need of his captain when he went to the crapper to be sick?
Well, that's something the Knights administration can bring up at the end of the year, and when they're discussing who is the Clubman of the Year, for sure. Football desk, there is a game happening right now.
Okay.
Liverpool, Crystal Palace, underway. We're just into the second half, and Liverpool fans, a little bit of a concern. They're down 1-0. Crystal Palace lead 1-0. So 51 minutes into the game, Vossie, football desk first cross this morning. Done and dusted.
I want to get you back to the first story now on a serious note. The Herald is running the story today that and has introduced. Now, this is the, I guess, the innuendo and perception of many. They're now talking about hair follicle drug testing. It is suggested in the story that there may be enough here for the NRL to step in and justify target testing. So that allowed. We'll talk about.
Is there not target testing anyway? Is there not?
Well, I would have thought that Newcastle are obliged to step straight in, aren't they? Given the incredulous nature of the story that's been offered, that Newcastle surely, to tick every box, would have insisted this happen. And that would be in the best interest of the players. Because you're telling me, Kurt Mann, you went in there to help your mate. This would clear you all up.
Yep.
What would you be afraid of? If it's me, I want to be cleared. I haven't done anything wrong here other than I was sick and drinks. I apologise. I probably shouldn't have been.
I'm sure the club are well within their rights to conduct their own drug testing.
So,
but back to the hair follicle.
Is that... Did you ever have... what was around in your playing day? What it was just your ASADA test, was it?
ASADA test.
Total random testing.
Random testing. Yeah. No, games or off-season.
Right. So hair follicle drug testing. So what do? They just... Bing.
I think. Simple as that.
Yeah. What do they do with the ball players? Pull it out of their arses. Where do they get the hair from?
Yeah, the good point.
Suddenly, I'm not saying, suddenly the players involved in a story turn up at training the next day, no hair, like shave their heads. That's a bit suspicious. But this is rugby. We have Gerard Whateley on a Wednesday on your day off. And he just marvels at how far AFL is behind on the scandal scale.
Don't they have that sort of stuff?
They have bits and pieces, but rugby league's just miles ahead. Vaping in cubicles at matches, and it's just extraordinary stuff. So, look, have your say. It's a little dangerous ground, folks. Like, obviously, you can't jump to conclusions, but you can doubt the story. That is fine. So do you believe? I almost think I've put share on now. Do you believe? You know? So yes, you believe, or no, you don't. And people are going to say, but the camera, what about the, just on this, filming dudes in toilets. I mean, that's just another bit. Is that the last thing you think when you're in the toilet and you think, I'm going to pull out my phone and I'm going to film inside the toilet? Like, where's that person's headspace? Like, what life do they live? What areas do they go?
I don't know.
That I'm going to pull out the phone and do it sneakily?
That like vision we saw is not, that's not CCTV footage.
Phone.
That's someone's phone. Someone's filming.
And the security guard is just a great line. Is it, oh, that's interesting. That's what he says. Fantastic little cameo by the security guard. Can we play it? Can we play that? Here's the reaction.
Oh, that's a surprise.
That's a surprise. That's one of the great lines. We're like, that's Austin Powers stuff. Oh, come on, man. Give us a courtesy flush. You bad bastard. It's just an amazing story. Rugby league just delivers day after day after day. Take us wherever you want to take us with this story. 1300 01 1170. It was Fat Bastard, wasn't it?
Yeah, he Fat Bastard. Like that. Yeah, the Fat Bastard.
Play that Blake again, the security guard.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yes.
Oh, Brandy. Now, on rugby league matters, we called the game on Saturday at the SCG.
Mm.
Roosters, Cowboys.
Good game.
Now, there was a try.
Good footy.
Yeah, no, and Roosters deserving winners and all the rest.
Yes.
But Sam Verrill scores a try from a scrum.
Mm.
It was blatantly obvious to us that Matt Lodge had hold of
Griffin Neame.
Of Griffin Neame.
Yep.
And the hold was such that it spun him around. By the time he turned around, Verrills was through for the try. It was so obvious.
So obvious.
Like, and we see the replays. And in any course of events, it was a normal passage of play, and there was a jersey hold, no matter how small, and you take the hold,
yes,
that defender was going to go. It's just... Yeah, we say, 100% right.
Well, when a try is scored as easy as what Sam Verrills did score his try, you think, well, what's happened to open up that space? And when we saw the replay, Matt Lodge still had hold. And granted, front rowers do have hold of each other when they pack a scrum, but Matt Lodge's hold on Griffin Neame extended longer than it should have, Vossie.
Mm.
And it was so obvious that I don't think anyone at home watching would have missed it and would have thought, oh, hang on, that's okay.
Roosters fan was saying, like, no one was blowing up. It was just obvious. Lieutenant Dan, bring you in. You're a Roosters fan. You saw it?
I didn't actually see it at the time.
I didn't see it. What were you in the bathroom? Were you in the cubicle checking on a mate? Just checking on a mate in the cubicle. Of course you were. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes, anyway, so Graeme Anderson came out yesterday and said, no try. Wasn't a try.
No.
But it shouldn't have been a penalty to the Cowboys because they're offside.
Offside.
The backs were offside.
So, well, that would go by the bye if you cleared the scrum, but they didn't. The scrum was the error. So
what it was no try. That was the takeout from that, from Graeme Mannersley's little chat.
So
it took forever for him to get to the point, but he finally did and said Sam Verrill's try wasn't a try.
So how did it happen?
I don't know. I've got no answers.
I've got nothing. Any listener out there have any answers for us? Is there any answers?
Well, no, there's no answers.
There's no answers.
There is no answer.
So Stevie Wonder.
UFO.
Something.
What happened?
Bloke in the bunker checking on a mate, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, rugby league areas again. Now, Peter Vlahidis' rubbish claims at the NRL Grand Final has been locked in for Sydney this year. So we're still dangling that carrot.
Didn't we lock it in yesterday?
Well, we had the meeting, the commission, but now it's not.
Right. So, does anyone think that the Grand Final won't be in Sydney?
Well, you have to put tickets on sale.
Like,
so when you're a member of the club, you get first crack at the tickets. You can get them well in advance of the general public.
Well, generally, they're on sale now.
Well, they
should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right. We just don't know where we're playing.
There's always the meme comes out the moment the Dragons win three in a row. There's the meme of the happy dragon in the phone box. Can I have some grand final tickets? You know, that's always a running gag. Never gets old. So there you go. Now, Panthers CEO Brian Fletcher. you're on the board of Penrith, of course. We have to put our cards on the table. It says Penrith won't be implementing a poaching ban on Cameron Serraldo ahead of his move to Canterbury. Quote, we trust the bloke. He's a genuine person. He's been with us for a long time. We have a few players off contract. We have to lock them down. Now,
does that mean...
That's not the real world.
No, that's not the real world. Does that mean that, you know, if Penrith can't reach an agreement with one of the players, well, then I guess
he can't go to Canada. He can go to any other club, but not Cameron, because Cameron Serraldo, a solid, good bloke, can't take it. But come on.
Yeah, but that's not how it works.
Brian Fletcher.
That's not how it works, Fossey. No. So if Penrith don't reach an agreement with some of the players off contract, the Bulldogs are one of the clubs that would look to sign him, I'm sure.
Yeah, Cameron Serraldo could say, and of course, Penrith, you won't be talking to Matt Burton November 1 if we haven't signed him beyond 20. You won't make any contact with him because you're good bloke.
Will Cameron make that sort of comment to Penrith?
You can't.
Boys,
go there.
No one's talking to anyone.
Talk us solid, hey? We've got this. No, that's fantasy land, Brian Fletcher. So we've ticked that one off as fantasy land as well. Jake Trbojevic, broken hand for Manly. Talk about Manly's.
Not that it matters, really, for Manly. Well, Jake out is disappointed. He'll be disappointed that he's not going to play the last three rounds. It's who Manly play. Now, just looking, they play the Sharks this weekend. So the Sharks are looking to grab second spot. So that's a big plus for the Sharks. They play the Raiders the following week. Now, if the Raiders, we've spoken about the Raiders. The Raiders got a good chance to get to 30 points. They win their last three games.
Yep.
The Raiders play Manly next weekend in Canberra. So with Jake not there, that's a huge plus for the Raiders.
Yeah. I reckon the football desk might be fired up in a moment. I think there's been a goal. But just one other one. How much did we decide they spent on the West Tigers Centre of Excellence?
Didn't they say 70 million?
Yeah, so they got juice.
70 plus.
Is it 68 million, 78, something like that? Juice bar.
A barber.
Barber.
Yeah.
But a proofreader would have come in handy. You could probably could have got on Airtasker just to check the script that's going to go on the wall about a player like Benji Marshall. You know, he's sort of been a superstar. That it comes to light that on the wall it says Benji Marshall won a premiership with the Dragons. It's amazing. That is such a mistake. And it's already on the wall of the Centre of Excellence. The first day they walked in and the people, look at Benji. Oh, Benj.
What year were you with the Dragons again? Why would you put up that Benji was a Dragons premiership winner? He wasn't.
Well, that's right, but he wasn't.
But why anyway?
Well,
why would you?
I don't know.
Can they liquid paper that out?
Liquid paper.
It doesn't
have to be applied with a big paintbrush, a big thick brush. It's a big print on the wall. Tigers fans, does that sum up where you're at the moment? 1300 01 1170. Now, the football desk.
Yes.
Go to it.
Yes, there's been an equaliser. Liverpool, it's 1-1, 62nd minute. So Crystal Palace and Liverpool doing battle in the final Premier League match of the round. And it's 1-1. Plenty of time left, though.
All right. And we'll have plenty more to come out of football. But we need to get to your calls. We need to take a break, get to your calls, because this is a day where friends need to come to the fore. Have you ever been in that position where you've followed your friend to the crapper? 1300 01, we'll do a poll. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Have your say on the bunker. There's plenty to talk about. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on the home of sport. We're 1170 AM here in Sydney, but the SEN network ready to ramp it up. Yeah, we're calling it Friends Day today on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, just about being a good mate today, as Kurt Mann was to Kaelin Ponga at 6:27. The texts that have come in are a high quality, Brandy. Fire away.
There's nothing. Bossy Outback Jack says there's nothing wrong with a good old fashioned sword fight.
Imagine if that was it. Where did Ned have a sword fight?
The explanation from Ponga is the greatest load of BS I've heard since Greg Fokker telling his father-in-law about the time he milked a cat.
Can we hear that? Have we got that? We got that from the Fokker.
I milked a cat once. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat birthed a litter of kittens. Must have been 30 of them. And there was this one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could run, who could, you know, wanted to get up there and couldn't really get access to the teat.
Dad.
What have you? I went in and just simply, you know.
milk the cat. that could have been the league press conference. We mentioned that.
The Liverpool Crystal Palace game.
Yeah, of course, yes.
They had a player sent off 5 minutes ago. So while we're discussing the Ponga Kurt Mann situation, Nunez was sent off. Diaz scored after that. So it is 1-1, but Liverpool down to 10 men.
Another one. Morning, fellas. What a great bloke Kurt Mann is. I'm picturing a Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston type of saga where Mann is carrying Ponga through the crowd to the crapper. Says Steve of Dubba. Getting through, that's fair enough.
Smitty wants to know the question you asked. Yeah. Why was someone filming in the toilet?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where does that person... I don't know. It's not CCTV footage. It was filmed on a phone. Look, we'll have the joke of the day. We may have already had the jokes of the day in the first half hour, but the official one from Jay straight out of the news and more of your calls and texts. Go to the McDonald Jones open line right now, 1300 01 1170. Today's going to be good.
Thanks, Vanessa. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation, and 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. And this is the part of the show where you can have your say. Give us a call on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones. And, of course, the text line, 0457 736 736. There is a couple of good ones here, Vossie.
Hi, boys. As a germaphobe, I was horrified by Newcastle players taking drinks into the bathroom. That's Mark from Mortdale. Now, that's true. That's true as well. That's hard to believe.
Okay, so if you're breaking this story
both
down,
take and, your and drinks.
The more you think about it,
into the cubicle.
Well, if you're crook, you're really crook, you're not carrying your drink.
No.
That's the last thing you want to see. I think we're jumping to conclusions here regarding Kale and Ponga and Kurt Mann. They're in the cubicle together watching the game on Kurt Mann's phone and discussing tactics.
Right, they went in there to
just to get out of the general hubbub just, of the
bit of quiet, the, bit yep. of quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The fact that Ponga's dad jumped forward with an explanation so quick screams damage control. If Ponga himself stepped forward and gave a calm and articulate explanation, I would say I believe it. But computer says no. That is Steve of the Central Coast. Thank you. Jay the Bookman. This is a hard act. This is a hard morning for Jay because... Thank you, Bozza. I feel as if we already had the jokes. Rank the jokes. The bunker. The Newcastle story. The Tigers Centre of Excellence, Benji Marshall winning a comp with the Dragons. But, Jay, see what you can do. See if you can make the podium.
I'm not 100% sure what this means, but Lynn told me she loves me more than a circular traffic island. I think it's a compliment in a roundabout sort of way.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, all right. Yes. That's... Joke of the day. You're standing with Jay.
If Jay was feeling a bit crook in the guts,
yep, you'd escort him.
I'd go there.
You'd go.
I'd go there. Just you okay, Jay? You all right, mate? Do you want your drink back? Do you want your skewy of new? Or you're right. Okay, thank you, Jay. Wonderful stuff.
Just pat him on the back and send him on his way.
Okay, Steve of Blacktown is on the McDonald Jones open line. I'm looking forward to every caller coming on the McDonald Jones open line today. Fire away, Steve. Ramp it up, my friend.
Yeah, morning, VB. I'm really looking forward to today because I can't wait. Maybe around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I'm not sure when the first article of the day comes out, but surely Buzz has got to have an article on the toilet stats today. He's got the stats for everything, so I'm looking forward to the Buzz on the toilet stats.
It's the Big O, and g'day to the Big O. He listens to the program. Who does the 15-1 in Sunday? He could be the 15-1 of cubicle related incidents. That'll get readers. Yes. That's great clickbait. 15-1 top.
I can think of a couple of springing to mind as we speak. Yes.
Yeah. The thing I don't understand is if Kalen Ponga can throw a 30-meter cutout pass both ways, surely you can throw something over a cubicle. Why are they both in there? And people saying, "Oh, why is there someone filming?" Hello, someone's seen him go in there. Someone thought, "Oh, I'll sell Buzz a story."
But how does that? I appreciate what you're saying, sir. How does that work? You film, and then do you actually? Is that how it works, Brent? You ring up the paper. What is there a hotline you ring up and say, "I've got a video of," an NRL player
doesn't,
in
doesn't
the coming
Buzz,
out of a crapper.
Isn't Buzz's phone number on the bottom of his
oh,
column?
Oh, is it? Is it? Is it?
just give me a call.
The video. Yeah. See, we're not.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
No, I don't know. Steve, appreciate your input into the debate.
But Steve's right. Mm. Steve's right about the filming. Obviously.
Well, I suppose.
You know. What, these days? That yeah. it's a shock?
That, yeah.
It's not really a shock.
That the security guard goes in and
he was surprised.
Well, I think we can confirm that he was surprised. This was the security guard's reaction again.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I don't know. That may be the best bit of audio I've ever heard rugby league related in my life. And I'm trying to think of something better. Play it again. I just want to lock it in.
Oh, that's
nice. The audio's great. That's the door, the effects, the echo in the room of the crapper.
Yeah, here's another take on it. O'Brien of Raymond Terrace, A. O'Brien, says, regarding the last text about watching the game on their phone, maybe Kurt Mann and Pong were feeling ill because they were watching the Knights and the Broncos.
Right.
I was, as a Knights fan, feeling ill.
Yeah, it wasn't their worst performance of the year, though. But I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate the sentiment on that. This one, how many more incidents do the NRL need before everyone gets their own personal handler? Josh from Baulkham Hills. You say you got a little light, like a minder with everyone.
Well, I would say if they had a minder, they wouldn't have been out Saturday night.
No.
When the Knights were playing. That wouldn't have happened.
No. Well, okay, we probably haven't put that out there. I mean, should there be punishment here? I mean, again, the good clubs, the professional clubs, have a simple black and white rule. This is endorsed by their players that when injured, you do not intake alcohol. You do not drink. It's part of being a professional athlete. Now, Ponga not coming back this year, but it's a concussion issue. Straight away, people saying, well, hang on a sec, how seriously is he taking it? And then secondly, Kurt Mann, well, he is due to come back with a soft tissue injury. He's just broken a club code policy. Should there be fine? Should there be suspension? Are the players entitled to front the media to give their version, or do they just move on from this and never mention it again and hope it goes away?
I don't think we'll hear from the players.
Nothing?
No. I don't think the clubs would put the players up.
Right. Will the club say anything? Will the club tell us exactly they're satisfied with what was explained in the just spoke to the security guard?
As of right now, it's just Kalyn Ponga's dad throwing up a reason as to why. So I guess we'll hear from the club, Vossie. Sorry, Jay, says the Pearl, Port Macquarie Pearl. I'm not even holding your hair back after that one. It's it's apt, though, because that one belongs in the Brasco.
All right, okay.
He's not standing with Jay.
Okay. Guys, perhaps Ponga hired Man as a personal wiper. Says Man Mock. This thing's not going to wipe itself.
Well, he's on a lot of money.
I'm the captain.
He can probably afford
one. Cut. Wow. Wow, the areas we're going this morning. Okay, here we go. Davo's got a possible theory. Maybe Moneybags Ponga, he calls him, dropped his wallet in the toilet and Kurt gave him a hand to dig it out, like down the S-bend. Maybe something.
I think Kurt Mann's got small hands. Right.
It's part of the investigation. Right.
Can we get Jurgen Klopp's reaction to Liverpool being one down, green cooping Rooster? Look, it's one all now, but we may as well hear from Jurgen.
This is what he said, yes.
I'm not your puppy.
No, he doesn't want to. Okay. Let's go to the influence of Pedro the Rooster. I'm fascinated to know what Pedro the Rooster of Petersham, what his take is on the Ponga incident. Good morning, Pedro.
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
No, really, really good. Yeah, it's a really straightforward morning.
I grew up in the eastern suburbs, and I witnessed people going to the cubicles all the time, and I don't know what the problem is. They used to come out quite upbeat and talkative, so maybe it's a holistic medical thing. I mean, it was there for their health and well-being, because, yeah, the guys always come out looking really, really, really good every time they did it.
Pedro, you're saying they can go in looking crook but come out looking $1 million.
Right.
Very, very good. And tell you what, hold the conversation. They wouldn't shut up.
Now, Pedro, we've become good mates through this program. I mean, you, myself, Brandy, Lieutenant Dan, we're all family now. If Brandy, indeed, if Brandy was feeling crook in the guts and was going to, you know, heave, would you want to be there next to him, Pedro, family? Would you be there? Yes or no?
I'd be there, moral support on a phone on the outside.
Hang on, let's get the music. Let's get the music. That's good enough.
Yep.
That's it, Pedro. I'd be there. Somewhere.
You're a good man, Pedro. Yeah, I knew I could count on you.
Yeah. For sure. That's what friends are for. Yeah, that's the leadership group tight. Even if Brandy's not in the leadership group, Pedro would be there, there outside the door. That's wonderful stuff. Lovely
stuff.
Well,
I'm just on the periphery, aren't I? Yeah. Like, I'm not in it, but...
No, we'll talk about that in relation to the Scott Morrison story shortly, that he basically swore himself into everything. So you could possibly...
He was the minister of all.
You could possibly swear yourself into the leadership group, if you like. Just call yourself that. 19 minutes to 7, we are going to get to a very serious topic in a moment, and that is the continued grief that is being suffered through the death last week of Paul Green. And we'll play you may have been listening to our news this morning. We've had some short grabs that were played on Channel 9 last night of Jonathan Thurston, distraught still, as so many are, and struggling to come to grips with what has happened there. We'll play that for you in just a moment right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.